You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My grandfather was an angry alcoholic. He's sober now, but what do I do with all the years where he wasn't? Let's get into it.
Here on The Bridge Loud, my name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Mission USA founder Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this. Let's let the healing begin.
And the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I am in favor of healing.
I think I just blew all the enthusiasm I had for the whole show right at the beginning.
Sure.
Well, we're still learning how to do this. One positive thing is sometimes all we can pull off. But we're going to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, my grandfather was an angry alcoholic. He's sober now, but what do I do with all the years where he wasn't? It's a great question, and Glenn, where would we start?
Well, I think the first thing is that it's okay to feel how you feel. That mm-hmm. I think when we are dealing with a big negative thing in our life, the first tendency is to try and judge that, to ask, do I deserve to feel this way? Am I a bad person because I feel this way? And it's better to kind of suspend that judgment and do away with that, because it sort of gums up the analysis and breaking down what's really going on here. And that's really what you have to do with this kind of a situation. But the more that you ask, what does this say about me, the more that slows down, because you kind of can't tell about yourself in the middle of analyzing that. You can maybe see how this has affected you after that process when you're towards the end of it. So I think it's starting with not judging yourself.
I think it's a fantastic place to start. And Jed, as we deal with that, some of that, I think, is Glenn is saying there's a big negative thing, which it sounds like there was here. There's also an aspect of that with family stuff.
Yes.
Of, well, why don't you just be cool?
Yeah.
With all the times Grandpa was a jerk. And I think that not judging ourselves helps us set our own terms for where we want to go moving forward, right?
Oh, there's no question about it. You know, to build on what Glenn said, not only is it okay to feel how you feel, it's okay if that changes one day to the next. You know, when we're dealing with big changes, particularly where there's been a big negative component, we may find some days we're super mad at this dude, and it's okay. And we may find some days we're like, well, I'm really relieved he stopped drinking. That's okay, too. And that we kind of change on a dime with some of that stuff. That's all right. And Matt, you're so right that we don't want to give in to pressure from other people. You should just forgive. That's the right thing to do. Because we've got to work through these things at our own pace and on our own time. We don't have to be on somebody else's agenda. The one thing that your family members are very unlikely to press you on, but it's the thing that we really want to get into and we want you to think long and hard about, is what do you want your relationship with your grandfather to look like as you move forward? And one of the weird things about family is we very rarely ask those questions. You know, this is my cousin, so he's just my cousin, and that's what it is. This is my mom, she's my mom, so that's what it is. But, you know, as we get older, relationships look like what we decide to make them look like. And when people go through a big change, as your grandfather has, and this one is a positive one, it's actually a moment where we kind of need to ask, what do I want this relationship to look like? What role do I want it to play in my life? How big a part of my life do I want it to be? And this is a really great time for you to ask that and think that all the way through.
That is a fantastic point, that active role in being assertive and being clear about what you want this to be, where you want this to go. That's really where this starts, and we'll continue to talk about that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Take 'em down before the fight begins.
to you here on The Bridge Lab. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Mission USA founder Glenn Fitzgerald.
I just don't have any enthusiasm left after that exciting opening.
Well, you gave it all you had.
Yeah.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I have enthusiasm to spare.
Oh, good.
Is that true, Jed?
No, that's a lie. Right, well,
sounded like it. That's why I thought that might be the thing. Continue to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my grandfather was an angry alcoholic. He's sober now, but what do I do with all the years where he wasn't? And Glenn, Jed closed out that last segment with a very good kind of question going forward of, what do we want this relationship to look like? And that'll help us give a sense of where we go. So what's the next step on that?
Well, it's looking at forgiveness, of course, but it's important for us to recognize that forgiveness is the last step in that process.
Yeah.
So we're working towards a goal of forgiveness at the end. So forgiveness is the finish line of the race that we're running here. But on the journey to that, we're going to find a lot of sort of a roller coaster type stuff that Jeb was mentioning that last segment. There are times where you get so angry about something that you remember that happened, and you feel like you'll never forgive that person, but you know you need to. You know that it'll be better if you do. And then there are other times where you just you remember something good or something positive, and then you're almost angry at yourself for not being angry at them. You know, so you get this sort of weird mental gymnastics of that. But it's important to work that out to where it all begins to make sense, to think it through and deal with it, unpack it, share it with a friend or a counselor, till it sort of all is one coherent narrative you can tell yourself.
Really smart way to start that. And Jed, the other thing about forgiveness I think we encounter a lot in these type of situations is, as Glenn is saying, in reality, forgiveness is a journey, sometimes a very long one that ends with kind of forgiveness. I think sometimes people, family members maybe specifically, want to drive that to just stop being mad so we can all pretend to be happy.
Yeah.
And just put this is your grandfather, you have to be here.
Yeah.
So just be cool. I'm not sure if that's really the way it works.
It's definitely not. We're going to talk a bit about this later on. Forgiveness is something you do for you. Forgiveness is something you do so you're not carrying burdens around. But you don't owe your grandfather a relationship. You don't. And forgiving him is not the same as having a relationship with him moving forward. We don't know the details of what happened with your grandfather, but to be clear, there are plenty of situations where you should not have a relationship moving forward. This needs to never, ever be a thing ever again. We don't know if that's the case here, but given that you don't owe him a relationship, I think you should ask, do you want a relationship with him moving forward? And you're allowed to say no to that question. Mom and dad don't get a vote in that, and grandma doesn't get a vote in that. You are allowed to say no. Forgiveness or no, I don't want a relationship with this person moving forward. You're allowed to feel that way, and you're allowed to change your mind later on.
That's right.
If you do want a relationship with him moving forward, then the way that we navigate that is by giving him opportunities to earn your trust. Healthy relationships are based on trust, and trust is something that is earned. We don't give it. It must be earned. The question that we need to look at is, how do we do that? How do we create a situation where he can earn our trust?
That's absolutely right. It's easier than it sounds, and we'll look at that when we come back right here on the Bridge Lab.
Up from the underground!
Bridge Loud.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Mission USA founder Glenn Fitzgerald.
I've had some caffeine, and now I'm energized.
Still energized?
No, I'm spent.
Well, it was good while it lasted. Also, you know, the producer of the show, the man who puts the news together, Jed Brewer.
I, for once, celebrate our briefly caffeinated co-host.
Yeah.
Sounds like a very English drama. The briefly caffeinated. We are continuing to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com this week. Our question is, my grandfather was an angry alcoholic. He's sober now. But what do I do with all the years where he wasn't? And Glenn, we closed out that last segment with Jed putting us towards the idea of if you do want a relationship with this person going forward, which you don't owe them, you don't have to do that, but if that's where you've landed, we need to start rebuilding trust. And we talked about forgiveness on this show. Trust is different.
Yes.
So how do we actually go about doing that?
Well, trust is earned, and it's about giving people an opportunity to earn trust. But if they don't earn it, it's not to be given. That's actually what trust is. I mean, it's, you don't earn it. I'm just relying on someone who's unreliable, that kind of thing. But the idea is, let's begin, let's give you permission to start this by going at it in small doses.
Yeah.
Sometimes dysfunctional people just don't have that much wherewithal to behave themselves.
Much like Glenn's energy, their That's ability right. to behave comes in fits and spurts.
Exactly right. Some people, they've got 30 minutes of behaving in them, and that's it. So if you make this a 30-minute visit, well, you're giving them an opportunity to succeed, and you're giving yourself a chance to have a positive experience. If you both walk away saying, hey, that wasn't that bad, then, you know, you've gotten the best possible relationship going here. You know, in the world of golfing, they say, if I tell you to take an aspirin, don't take the whole bottle. And it's the same principle here. Don't push yourself to try and do way too much.
I think that's a really good point. And, Jed, there's an emotional component there to wanting to just have it be fixed.
Right.
But that earning trust part is not going to be as emotionally satisfying for jump, but it is going to work.
That's
how
right.
do we assure that that's going to happen?
Well, again, as Glenn said, we start small. Look, if your grandfather was an angry alcoholic, the odds are high that now he's an angry sober person.
Alcohol doesn't just make someone have emotions they don't previously have.
Right.
The alcohol was part of the problem. It wasn't the only problem.
Right.
And, you know, when we're looking at earning trust, the most basic form of trust that we're looking for is just to behave yourself. You know, just to be not awful to deal with, right? And the easiest variable to control on that is time. As Glenn said, let's start with 30 minutes. I will be physically in your presence or maybe on the phone or something for 30 minutes. Can you avoid saying terrible things? If you can't, well, then maybe we're going to take a couple months and try again.
Right.
But if you can, maybe next time we try 45 minutes. We don't jump from 30 minutes to 3 hours. Or 30 minutes to a long weekend. That would be a mistake. 30 minutes to 40 minutes. Maybe 42, a crisp 45.
Right.
And if you can manage to not say something terrible and wounding and insulting, we can move it up to maybe close to an hour. We'll see. But here's the beautiful thing is that process will work. Actually, all of us on this show have done that with our own relatives. Mm-hmm. That process works. That will get you where you're going. And we want to get to a place where we have good relationships that we feel good about. And that's what we want for you.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the Bridge Loud.
Like that. say about me.
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
We had a technical difficulty that was edited out, and now I feel like the whole thing's just a sham.
Just peeling back the curtain, aren't you, Fitzgerald?
That's right.
So joining us, the man who's in charge of this show, and therefore doing said shady editing techniques, Jed Brewer.
It's all a cruel charade.
That's right.
Which, again, we mentioned this on another show, but I pitched that as the fastest growing party game in America. Cruel charades, where you do insulting impressions of the other people in the room. And you know who might, who would, in his older days, would have liked a cruel charade is the subject of tonight's question.
Well,
came with the bridge loud at gmail.com. This is, my grandfather was an angry alcoholic. He's sober now. What do I do with all the years where he wasn't? Now, it sounds like Grandpa used to have his own secret sauce, but I think we want to maybe replace that with a better, healthier secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
I couldn't resist that joke.
That's good.
I didn't want to do it, but my hand was full.
It was right. It was right.
And Glenn, as Jed has alluded to before, all of us on this show have personal experience with these kind of family relationships. Also in the work you've done for decades with folks coming out of addiction and out of gang life, out of jail. There's a lot of these kind of fractious relationships that we're trying to get back on track. So what are some tips and tricks you have learned to make that process go?
Well, yeah, for us, that's about helping people make a spiritual transformation as well as an emotional one, where we're helping them to get in touch with that higher power. And in our case, that's Jesus Christ, and helping people get closer to God. But as we work through that, here's what we start with: that sense of we should forgive because we have been forgiven. God forgives us, so we forgive others. But what we have learned, all of us who've tried to do that, is that actually the process of forgiveness does involve asserting that this thing was wrong and bad. Mm-hmm. It's not about whitewashing it. It's about saying this was bad. And then it's about being free from that toxic thing because you've let loose of it. So you're free, whether they are or not, whether they're still in their madness or not. You set yourself free from that. And that's what we really want you to focus on.
Amen.
That's a fantastic point, Jed. Anything you close that with?
Freedom's the whole thing, man. I'm sure if you've ever been around church stuff, you've heard forgiveness is good. You got to forgive. Here's how God feels about that. God wants you to be free. God wants you to have a life where you are not encumbered by carrying around a bunch of anger and bitterness. And we want to add one more thing to that, which is a lot of people see God as the impatient gym teacher tapping his watch, waiting for you to be done already so that we can move on. Here's how God actually feels. He's angry at the way you've been treated.
Right.
God is angry that someone would hurt you. God is angry that someone would mistreat you and would abuse you and would be uncool to you. He has a better view of what happened here than you do, and he is not pleased that someone would be harmful to you. He wants to work that process of forgiveness with you. It's not something where he's waiting for you to do it and be done. He wants to walk that journey with you and get to that place of freedom in your life.
We will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Back to you.